What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you were here. Happy that you're listening. It is Monday, July 18th, 2016. And as always, we are here to keep you up on what's going on in the world that affects you and everything else around you and your buckos and all points in between. We do markets, elections, conventions, terrorist attacks, attacks on policemen, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. And ladies and gentlemen, first off, hope you had a good weekend. Secondly, we will get into markets in depth in just a few minutes. IBM reported in the aftermarket, Netflix in the aftermarket, a lot more coming this week, a lot more next week, but just a lot of crap coming up, going on. On Friday, while we were doing the show, was the attack in Nice. I forgot how many dead. Was it 84? Not even sure at this point, so many things going on. You can call it whatever you want. The labels that are out there, whether it's extreme Islamic terror or whether he was on his own or part of something, bottom line is this has spawned murderers to murder, case closed. And as we've told you, unfortunately, it is going to continue. They have figured out their best move is because they really can't do a 9/11 ever again. And it's very tough to get into venues that are sealed. You know what I mean by that, right? So they're going to just find places, small-ish, where there's a bunch of people. And they're finding them as they get into the airport. They're finding them on streets as people are celebrating. On and on. And again, unfortunately, there's going to be more of this as we go forward. On top of that, another heinous murder by a scumbag of police officers that are just doing their job. And there's a problem out there, ladies and gentlemen. We do not believe in giving any daylight between the defending of our police and anything else. That's all. We also believe here it is just that daylight that is given scumbag murderers the idea, I'm just going to go and shoot some police because. And we do not blame others for something somebody did, like this guy in Baton Rouge. But we do believe that from the top down, you do set conditions in the way you are, how you are, and what you say. It really does matter. Pun intended. Unfortunately, there are going to be more police officers shot out. There's going to be more police officers killed because these people that are doing it like it. They have been given an excuse to shoot premeditatedly police officers dead. They believe they have a reason to do it. There is no equivalency at all. A police officer doing his job and something happens is a lot different than somebody planning out the murder and ambush of those police officers. Not even in the same vicinity, city, county, state, country, planet, universe. And I am in hopes that from the top down, they get rid of the daylight that they have given. There should be no separation in the defense of our men and women in uniform. And that's it. That's it. If a police officer does something wrong, indict him. Find them innocent or guilty. Next. But they are the exception to the rule, and they are being used for criminals to do their bidding. Republican convention is on now. Funny to watch. Remember what we call Republicans now, Republicans. They are not Republicans like I knew from years ago. They have turned themselves into limousine liberals, capitalists with their money, socialists with your money, just like the liberals do. I have watched people like John Boehner, George Bush, and so many run this country into massive debt, but say they are conservative, my rear end. And now they're getting their comeuppance. And amazingly, they're just a bunch of little whining, little petulant, little 13-year-old puppies. Have you watched them? It's so funny to watch. All these celebrated Republicans, the pundits that have been on TV for years, backing this and Bush and McCain. By the way, I love John McCain for everything he's ever done as far as his service. But all of them put together, we have watched debt massively grow, tax code regulations massively grow, and they sat there with their finger up their nose. And people are tired of it. And they hate the fact that people are tired of it. Now I got news for you. If Donald Trump wins the presidency, it'll just tell you how horrendous Hillary Clinton is. Because it seems like everybody's against them. Republicans, Democrats, Republicans. Of course, the media is torching them left and right. Going to be fun. Of course, Donald Trump is now the law and order candidate. That's what he's talking about. I watched Hillary Clinton come out today, and you know what she basically said? Us white people have to watch what we say and think. That's what she said today. And she put the onus on police. The woman shouldn't be serving city council of Dubuque, Iowa. I don't even know if Dubuque's in Iowa. It sounds like it is. So anyway, we just had to start with all that because, man, oh, man, oh, man. Unfortunately, I'm a pessimist on all this right now. I don't know how we turn I don't know how if we get the crap back in the goose. But as I have told you on this show, if I was president, there would be unequivocal dialogue, unequivocal thoughts, unequivocal words in the defense of our men and women in uniform and what they do. Their life is on the line every minute that they are out there in defense of the citizenry. And if that's not to be respected 1,000%, we got problems. They have to pair up now. How can police even go to work right now and go out on the streets knowing you got a bunch of people targeting? There can't be any quarter, there can't be any daylight on this. But we're all in big trouble. You all better start recognizing it. There's an agenda, an ulterior motive out there, and it's not a good one. People that fail, people that don't try, blame their ills on everybody else. And unfortunately, some give them that excuse to blame it on everyone else. We will not give them an excuse. All right, up next, we'll be in the markets. Lots to cover. Hope you're having a good day. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Once again to Investor's Edge. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And, you know, the sad irony of all this that we're reporting to you. The sad irony. If the music ever stops. The sad irony is that the scumbag in Nice killed Muslims. Ran them over. Shot them. And this latest attack in Baton Rouge... Oh, a black man killed a black man, and the black man was a police officer. I don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. I was watching one officer from Cleveland say, how did we get to the point where the police are the bad guys? That was his question. It's a good question. As far as I'm concerned, quite the valid question. All right, before we get into the market wrap, let's some big earnings reports. We have to segue now. As you know, IBM closed about 160 and is like 160 and a half in the aftermarket. But I got to read to you these numbers on IBM. Earnings were down 23% year over year. Revenues down 3%. The stock's been going up recently. Since the low of the Brexit, it's gone from 142 to 160. And I'm trying to figure out, man, their numbers are terrible. Their last four quarters earnings, down 9, down 17, down 19, down 23. How's it going up? And I realized when you add up their last four quarters fake earnings, it's trading like at 11 times earnings. So I guess that's what you call... the value play. Netflix. Well, if you recall, not only on television 2 weeks ago, but here on this radio show, I did a little dissertation on Netflix, and I simply said, it seems to me, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, that there's a bubble in entertainment, in that how many more outlets do we all need to watch and listen to stuff? And isn't it going to be such a vicious competitive place that they're going to keep undercutting each other and undercutting and undercutting? Well, Netflix raised prices, and I guess people didn't like it, and the stock closed at 98 and change, almost 99, I got it at 85. It's pretty, pretty big drop in the aftermarket. And it's just very simple. I go on my DirecTV right now. I got like 300 channels. And I can also go on this DirecTV and get really any movie I want. Any show I want. Of course, you can't get Netflix like what's the deal with Kevin Spacey or something like that. But you get my point. I also have Roku at my house that gives me all kinds of stuff. And then there's you can get things everywhere right now. And if you notice, Disney's been weak. Why the worry about unbundling of things? You can go on and on. So we just believe that the competition is going to be so fierce in these areas, I just wouldn't own them. That's all. And by the way, I'm not a genius on that. I think I'm just smart when it comes to competition. When you have a pie and you have to split that pie with more than you used to have, well, your piece of the pie gets smaller. If your piece of the pie gets smaller, your stock's probably going lower. That's all. So there's your two aftermarkets. I don't think there's anything else. And there's everybody's reporting in the next 2-3 weeks. And just about, I think, every Dow stock out there. Keep in mind that IBM is a Dow stock, so that won't affect that tomorrow. But everybody else will be reporting soon, and guess what that means? That means we'll be reporting it to you. Yippee-yay-yay. Thrilled and all that stuff is, you know, I feel like there's so much other things we need to talk about that's going to affect you and your money instead of markets, but I know what you guys are waiting to hear, and I know what you listen to this show for, so we're going to do it. So that said, let's do today's edition of the Market Wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The indices didn't move too much. There's a few names in the NASDAQ that did. We'll get into it. Dow was up 16, S&P 5. NASDAQ 26, NASDAQ 130. Symbol ARMH was up 19 today to 66, being bought out by SoftBank. So the semiconductors had another strong day. In sympathy, that's what helped the NASDAQ. The SOX was up 11. Russell 2000 only up 2 and change. Not much going on there. Transports was actually down 12. Advanced declines pretty good on the New York. Not as good on the NASDAQ. New highs about the same as last week. In the Dow, Goldman Sachs $1.70. Home Depot $1.50. Apple and Boeing were both up a dollar. On the downside was Travelers. That's really about it. I will say Bank America did report earnings. And again, as I have told you, let me report to you Bank America's earnings to give you an idea of what's happening right now. Earnings were down 19%. Revenues were down 7%. But they beat the number. So the stock was actually up about 3.5%. Keep in mind the stock is way down from the highs of the last year, but that's a little bit of the story right now. Remember, guidance has come down markedly. By the way, I didn't mention IBM beat the number. Okay, they came in at 295. They're expecting 289, down from last year's $3.84. And I'm trying to figure out why it's not down 10 bucks in the aftermarket, except I guess you got to say it's all built in. Maybe, possibly could be. All I know is that if you're not growing earnings, there is going to be a real limitation on how far your stock's going to go. That's all. And whether it goes up or not to maybe 13 times earnings from 11, hey, that can put the stock up more. I can't argue that point. Just remember, valuation's a moving target based on the fear and greed of investors and traders at any given point in time. And of course, as you know, on top of that, we got the central banks doing their deeds. All right, up next on The Edge, more on the markets, a few things sticking out, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. No, really. If you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Press the button or go to Twitter, Gary Kaltbaum. We're heading towards 100,000. You can email me, just be nice, read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff of the day. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button, get our notes. We're going to have the consult buttons up there real soon, probably next week. Movers of the day. Let's just do a few of that right now. As I mentioned, ARM Holdings up 19 to 66 bucks. Buyout. Google acted very well today, but is just sitting in a 9, 10, 11, 12-month trading range. Nothing going on there. Priceline up 10, sitting in a 12-month trading range. Regeneron up 7. The biotech's a little bit better off the lows, but still not really going. Tesla up 5 and change, still in the middle of a big, long, drawn-out trading range. Here's a big winner. Burlington Stores, BURL, the discount retail apparel type of stuff, up 580 today to 73.60. Very good comps, raise their numbers. Put that on your radar on pullbacks. Wins Resorts was a 4. NetEase, strong stock right now. NTES, a 4. Chipotle, a 4. Not much to say there just yet. Nintendo, up another 4. This freaking Pokemon crap is pissing me off. The world's going nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, it really is. Let's see. 5 Below was up 2. Facebook was up 2.5. Setting up again into earnings. Was breaking down badly a few weeks ago. Now resetting itself up again. Earnings in about 10 days, I believe. Anything else I really need to go over on that side of the coin? No, on the downside, anything to report? Not really. Monster Beverage got a downgrade today. Down 6. Been acting well. No complaints. Hasbro on their earnings. Big breakdown. Symbol HAS. J.B. Hunt down 4 in their earnings. That one did not look too good at all. And that's really about it on the movers for a day like today. Not much going on. I think the world's just watching, you know. And just remember something when I talk about all this stuff. I only have one goal. You know what the one goal is? That we live in peace and everybody flourishes to their best of their abilities. That's what we want out of everybody out there. And that's what we're hoping whoever's running this deal sets the conditions that we can all flourish the most possible. But that hasn't happened. Because I really do believe on purpose they have set the conditions to repress and depress. 75,000 pages of tax codes, regulations up the wazoo. I can go on and on what they're doing there. They're not working for you. You know that, right? I'm speaking to you Democrats, you Republicans, you Whig parties, independents. No, they're not helping you out. By the way, if you need them and you're in big trouble anyhow, but they're not doing anything to benefit us. Not a freaking thing. At all. You know when they start doing things? When it gets close to election time or until there's an absolute disaster. I moved to Orlando in the year 2000. In the year 2000, they needed badly to expand I-4. It goes from Tampa to the Daytona Beach. 16 years later, they're now doing it. And, of course, disaster right now, accidents and slowdowns left and right. 16 years. That's just a small example of the, you know, just not till it got real bad finally did they do something. Anyway, we'll keep trucking along. We'll keep putting our best foot forward. We'll try to keep a smile on our face. We'll try to be optimistic. But I got news for you. Until we get people that really do give a crap. No, really. Give a crap. And get out of our way. Seriously. Stop blocking us. Until that happens, uphill battle. All right, other thoughts. Just things I'm watching. Gold and gold stocks continue to act just very well. Gold won't even break the 21-day, and gold stocks looks like they're just sitting tight at the highs. Just very good action. Pullbacks have been limited to nothing. That's the best way I can put it. Pullbacks have been limited to nothing in gold and silver, and I'm just looking for entries. Just feels like they're going higher. And obviously the outcome of what's going on around the globe with central banks and when all said and done, is there going to be an alternative to gold and silver? You can't make money on your money. You have to pay banks in certain countries to have them keep your money. And then this continuing destruction of currencies. I mean, there may be a currency war one day. So we'll see. Let's talk oils. And we're just talking things that are in range. Well, the price of oil is not acting very well. It's been going down. It looks like it may have held support today. If you look at the oil stocks, if you look at the OIH, it needs to break above 30. A little above 30. It's 29.62. XLE needs to break above about 70. And they're kind of sort of setting up. The Explorers, the XOP, not as good, but needs to get above 36 first and a little bit above 36. There's some setups there, but as we've told you, about 60 to 70% of the oil stocks we follow are trading below the line support level. So only look for the ones that look best and the strongest. If you look at a SLB, Schlumberger, if it breaks above 80 type of thing, we're giving you some scans here. That's the type of stuff we're looking at. Halliburton needs to break above 46. And when you go through them, you'll see what we're talking about. In Growthland, again, Facebook back to setting up again. Netflix is a buy-buy. Amazon acting fine, had a pullback, but held today at, I guess, around the 21-day. Discount retailers just really starting now. Burlington, BURL, strongest. But Big Lots, Costco, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Ross Stores, which was weak, coming on. Now TJX looks like it's on the verge of breaking out. That's TJ Maxx. So that's another group. By the way, we're doing this because last week we were highlighting what ain't working. And there's still plenty of stuff that ain't working. Steel stocks, fine, dandy, beautiful, lovely. No complaints. Look at U.S. Steel, nice, strong. Again, a bunch of these companies are still losing money, but maybe a turn for the better. Steel Dynamics, STLD. Yeah, so when you have a chance, you go through the steel stocks, you'll see exactly what we're seeing. If you look at the SLX, it is the ETF for steel. The NYSE Steel Index. Looks pretty good. Whether or not it keeps juicing, we'll see. Yeah, juicing. It's doing steroids. Financials. Again, they're reporting earnings. Earnings are not good, but they're not going down. Bank America's numbers were terrible, but they beat the number. J.P. Morgan's numbers, blah. Flat earnings. Hardly any sales growth. The one that did act poorly was Wells Fargo, but even that rallied up a little bit. So I do believe, listen carefully, we have a little floor under the market here right now. If anything changes, we'll let you know. But just leave no doubt, it's not on earnings. It's not on the economy. The economy's blah. It is continue on the central bank theme. The UK is now going to lower rates. The EU, I'm in alphabet soup here, is going to keep printing and adding more. Japan's printing. China's printing. Sweden's printing. They're buying up their own markets. No, I'm not making that up. Go look. They're actually putting a floor under their own markets by buying into them with conjured up money. I wish I could tell you I'm making this stuff up. If one didn't know better, you'd think I was insane. But this is all, they don't even hide it anymore. They don't hide it. And of course here, Yellen and Mr. Bubble. And then, of course, they're now talking about helicopter money. Yeah, just here, just give people money. Give businesses money. Here, take it. Even though it's not really money, it's fake. It's conjured up out of thin air. Just take it. Yeah, that'll help. Country goes more into debt. And then there's something called Bernanke's idea, perpetual debt. Come out with debt. Print money and just never pay it back. I'm not making this up. This is a, I don't know if he went to Harvard, Princeton, and MIT, economist Bernanke. I don't know where he went, but this is his solution. Oh, electric shock treatment. That's what I'm thinking of. Up next on The Edge, we'll wind it up, and then we're gone. Or something like that. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. All right, just, we take a step back. You know, we've been doing this show for a long time. The things we have to report on. Just so you know, we end the show... When you get home, hug your children. We started that the day of the Columbine incident. Seriously. And as I speak, I'm just putting the Columbine, what date that was. Columbine shooting was April 20th, 1999. That was the day we started Go Home and Hug Your Children. And we did it for about 2, 3, 4 weeks, and we kept getting emails and emails and emails on it, and we just kept saying it, and now we sit here, it's 16 years later, and the things we are reporting on, it's utterly, I don't know what to say, that we're actually reporting on the targeting of our police officers. And I know there's some of you out there going to email me and say, what about the people that the police officers? Well, I will repeat. The police officers are not waking up saying, I am going to go kill somebody. They are not premeditatedly doing things. They are in the act of their job. And let me be clear. There's a couple of these that don't look good. And guess what? If they did wrong, indict them, find them guilty, and put them in jail. But nobody's going to sit here and tell me that more than 0.0001% is bad. And unfortunately, there's certain somebody in the White House that gives daylight between what I'm telling you. And then again, some of you will disagree. We'll leave it at that. And, of course, we have to segue back into the markets and stuff like that. The number one question we continue to get from people, actually the number one statement we are getting from people is, you don't believe the market. You don't believe the rally. And there's no way. No way. This can't be. Well, let me repeat some things we have told you before on the show, and we're going to say it again now. Let me take a few minutes of your time. Price first, everything else second. We are one of the people out there that have been telling you for a while, we think this all ends badly. Central banks have always created bubbles, and they all have crashed afterwards. But this creation of bubbles is different. We've never had this, what they're doing. Not only have we never had what they're doing, times it by a zillion. Negative interest rates, the printing of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, central banks and governments buying up their markets, the talk of this helicopter money, perpetual debt. And just realize these are the ideas of a select few people that are not accountable to bet. I don't know how it got to be that way, that a central bank is not accountable to anything. But they're not. Their answer to fix what came of the housing bubble was to do exactly what they did that caused the housing bubble, but take it to the zillionth power. And they're all following Bernanke like lemmings, because what they've done has made asset prices go up. But there's a other side to all this. Number one, savers are absolutely screwed, massively screwed. The money you would get in money markets is going to the lenders and banks, those wonderful people. On top of that, it has forced those people that want riskless income investments into risky income investments as well as risky other investments. You would not believe some of the stuff that has been transferred into us over the last year. Wow. People telling us we want income, and they're being put into master limited partnerships that only drop 30, 40, 50%. Massively leveraged bond funds that some actually did well, but some didn't. And then others that did not want to be in the market were put into the market, into dividend yielding stocks, which so far so good. But that's what bubbles create. And they create the one-sided trades. And why do you think they keep adding to what they've been doing? Because they know they can't stop. If the music ever died, all hell's going to break loose. So we'll see how far they take it. My point is, hey, if the market decides to go to 25,000 first before disaster, I'm in. I can be a bear on everything that's out there except price. And that's what we'll deal with. And all we know right now is major indices, the Dow and S&P, have broken above range. And so far, so good. And we'll leave it at that. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Hug a cop or a police officer. And make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.